Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack held a hastily arranged conference call with reporters Tuesday to highlight new forecast for higher farm sector earnings and exports. Net farm income is now expected to climb 24% this year to $77.1 billion, $12.3 billion above the 10-year average. Vilsack labeled the recovery broad-based and a reflection of an improved economy globally and efforts by the Obama administration to reopen export markets.
We've maintained a strong safety net for the agricultural income, for agricultural economy, by providing farmers and ranchers with direct support, disaster assistance, technical assistance, and access to credit. At the same time, we work to build a stronger agricultural economy by investing in research, maintaining fair markets, and promoting new marketing opportunities here and abroad.
USDA raised its projection for ag exports to $107.5 billion, up $3 billion from its previous forecast and $11 billion from last year.
What's more, we expect this progress to continue. The outlook going forward into fiscal year 2011 is even more promising than in 2010, showing $113 billion in ag trade,
which, if realized, would be just below the 2008 record of $115 billion. Vilsack said agriculture is helping lead the American economy out of recession, but stressed that farmers will continue to need a strong safety net.
This report indicates that farm payments make up a lower percentage of the overall farm income than they did the previous year, roughly 14%, down, I think, from 16 or 18%. I think it's fair to say that there is an important need that is met by a safety net that's strong and solid and stable and secure.
For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.